We ended off last time noting the sheet of the Aruch regarding Sik Reshe Delo Nichole, that even though the Gemara tells us that Mod Reb Shimon Reb Sik Reshe Velo Yamos, that despite Reb Shimon's general position B'chol Torah Kula, that Darvashen Miskaven is Mutter. If it's a Sik Reshe Velo Yamos, that's going to be Aser. But nevertheless, the Aruch thinks that Reb Shimon's Hoda only goes so far, but a Psik Reshe Delo Nichole would be mutter. And Tosos disagrees, as we saw briefly last time. That position, the Aruch, that Psik Reshe Delo Nichole is mutter, seems also to be the position the Rashba quotes this from Rav Haigon, here on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Giver Malchus Tzricha. And if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel on the bottom of the page, that seems to be the Rabbeinu Chananel's position as well. Rabbeinu Chananel says that Psik Reish is only Aser where it's Ritzono Vekach. And that's how the Aruch understood the Gemara's Teretz here on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph of Deka'avid Ba'ara Dechavre, where the Gemara said that we're only concerned in the case of Tolish Ulshin, we're only concerned about the local Malacha, we're not concerned about the Yifli HaKarka. Even though that should presumably be an example of a Psik Reshe below Yamos, the Gemara says we're talking about a case of the Ka'avid Ba'ara Dechavre. So the Aruch understood that to mean that if you're doing the work in someone else's field, so you don't really care whether there's improvement on the other field, it doesn't directly benefit you. And that's an example of a Psik Reshe Delo Nichole, which is a different category, not subject to Reb Shimon's Hodah, the Psik Reshe below Yamas. And Tosa disagrees, even though Tosa acknowledges, presumably, that a Psik Reshe Delo Nichole is going to be Mutter Min HaTorah, but Tosa still thinks that it's Aser Mi Derabanan, and that's not the Gavan of the Gemara of the Kavad Bar of the Chavre. And if you look at this Tosa together with the Tosa Sandaf Ayin Hey, then we'll see it sounds like there's a Malacha Shein Gufa component in the background that informs the terrace of the Ka'avid Ba'ara de Chavre. To note as well, even though Rov Rishonim, as we'll see, disagree with the position of the Aruch, there is a famous Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a cheshbon why he thinks that the Rambam agrees to the Aruch. This is printed in Chidushei Reb Chaim, Perek Yud Halacha Yud-Zayin. We don't really have the time, or I don't want to make the time to deal with the details of Reb Chaim's calculus. Take a look. That's Reb Chaim's position that the Rambam agrees to the Aruch, and there's a famous tshuva of Reb Simcha Zelig, the Dayan and Brisk, written to Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, printed in HaPardes in the 1930s, where Reb Moshe asked Reb Simcha Zelig about the permissibility of using a refrigerator on Shabbos, where opening the door may cause the motor to turn on. So this is printed in Pardes, Chelek Ches Choveres Gimel, Chelek Ches Choveres Gimel, beginning on page 6. So one of the primary factors that Reb Simcha Zelig entertains as a reason l'hakel is that even if you'll argue that having the motor turn on is a psik reshe, but ultimately it's a psik reshe delo nichole because you don't really care if the motor is turning on or not. And therefore, given that Reb Chaim thought that the Rambam is like the Aruch, then that would be a ground lahakel when it comes to opening a refrigerator on Shabbos. So some of the details we may get to later in the year when we talk about other more closely related topics. But just to note, in terms of Shita, that Reb Simcha Zelig took this Reb Chaim seriously in Paskening based on his understanding of the Rambam, or at least that was a significant factor in Reb Simcha Zelig's analysis over there. Far from Pasha that that's Shitas HaRam, the Chazanish disagrees with the Chaim. Chazanish is printed in Simen Nun Os Dalid. Merkabas and Misha points this out in his Hagdama to Shabbos that the Stimas Lashon HaRambam doesn't indicate any distinction between Nichole and Lo Nichole. So too says the Sefer HaKovetz, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. So all of this comes back to where we started, which is the Sugya of Mesachrayt and Nezaisa. which makes it to Shulchan Aruch in the end of Simin Shin Kaf, which is why we got here in the first place. So the Mechaber writes in Sif Shin Kaf Sif Yuches, Chavis Shepakuku B'Pekak Shel Pishta and Listom Nekev Shebedofna Shematzibo Yain. So that was the case of Mizkrai the Zayis Adav Kafir Aleph Subis Stavav. If you have a barrel or a beer keg that you plug up with a cloth pishtan material in order to plug up that hole, yesh mi shematir, yesh mi shematir to do so on Shabbos, afal pi sheyefsha shelo yiskot, even though it's inevitable that that's going to lead to squeezing liquid out of the cloth, v'hu shelo yehi tachto kli, the came in and Abiskita Zu Have Psik Resha Delonichale Umbutter. So the first position of Shulchan Aruch is that of the Aruch, that even in a case where it's inevitable that you're going to end up squeezing liquid, squeezing the beer from this cloth, as long as you're not harvesting that beer that comes out, that's being squeezed out, that makes it into a Psik Resha Delonichale. And according to the Aruch, that is Mutter Lechachila. The Chalku Alav, and the Mechaber says others disagree. That's the Bali Tosos and Rav Yishonim. The Chalku Alav Yamru, the Afal Gav de Lo Nichale, Kevan de Psikreshahu Aser. No, that doesn't make a difference. Even a Psikresha de Lo Nichale is going to be Aser, even if it's only Nissa de Rabbanon. We care about the Rabbanons too. The Olam No Gu Heter B'Davar, which the Mechaber is not excited about, and then. Already in the Beis Yosef, he quotes from a Kolbo and other Rishonim, Ali Mitzchus, then maybe we're talking about an Okimta, where you have a Bar Zaruka, a long peg, and it's analogous to the handle on a Sfog. So maybe that's a separate Kli. Or whatever the Cheshbonos are, then maybe there are grounds in this, in a specific Okimta, to justify Minhag Olam. But in principle, the Mechaber does not favor the position of the Aruch, and absent other contributing factors, you're not allowed to rely on a heter of Segresha de Lenichale, so emerges the bottom line of the Mechaber. That's what the Mishabrua points out in Simin Shin Lamed Vav, the If Kaf Zayin, Shin Lamed Vav Kaf Zayin. I think we saw that din in Shulchan Aruch last time, that if you're walking over grass, if it's a davar she'eino miskaven and not a psikreshe, that's going to be mutter. But if it's a psikreshe, that's a potential problem. Says Mishabura, psikreshehu, the after shaloyo, and then we're talking about the case of watering or pouring water over grass as well. So there the Mishabura says, Kavzayin, the Afshah Shalom Yoel the Gadlam, the Ocha Begina Shena Shalom, the Lo Shalom Adam Ovo. Let's say you're pouring water over grass in someone else's garden, and you couldn't care less if that ends up causing the grass to grow. Yesh Matirin, the Sphir Lahu, came into Psegresha, Lenichale, who, Shari Afla Chachila, that's the position of the Aruch. So according to the Aruch, if the Psegresha, Lenichale, it'll be mutter l'chachila. So maybe watering someone else's grass, if you couldn't care less, is mutter. Barbe poskim osrin gam b'segresh l'nichale l'chachila k'mubur b'sof simin shin kaf. So that's the bottom line that we're machmir. And the same analysis in Be'er Halacha simin resh ayin zayin se'if beiz. Resh ayin zayin se'if. Bays, there the context is opening a door in a way that's going to cause the wind to come in and blow out a candle. Then a situation where that's a psikreshe, even delo nichale, where machmir, that is usher. That's the Be'er Halacha makes the same point there in Reish Ayin Zayin Bays, Dibur Maskel E. Efsher. So we alluded last time to the question as to whether within the category of segresha delo nichole, is there a difference between delo ichpasle and delo nichole? Just before we go there, one other marmakam I saw quoted back to the discussion of the Rambam and where the what the Rambam holds about Sekresh de lo nichole, I saw in a contemporary sefer that he attributed, there's a tshuva in the Birkas of Rambam, Rambam and Oshel Rambam, Simen Yotess, not a short tshuva as Rambam and Rambam's tshuvas go, but this klisheni I saw a sefer on, I forget the name of the author, a contemporary sefer on Malachas Mashavas issues. So he quotes the Birkas Avram as being beferush that the Rambam does not subscribe to the Shita Sa'aruch, that there's no difference between Nichole and Lo Nichole Bidasa Rambam. I read through the Tshuva quickly last night. I didn't see in my quick reading where that's Mefurush, but Lina will try to go back to it again more carefully, and by all means, take a look yourselves if you have time, and let me know what do you think of that Shuvah Birkas Aram, Sim, and Yotess. Okay, back to this question. Is there a difference between Lo Ichbasle and Lo Nichole? Does Lo Nichole mean, when we talk about a Sekresh Lo Nichole, does it mean that you dafka don't want the result, or you don't care one way or another for the result, but you're equally fine with the result or without the result? Literally, Lo Nichole would be you dafka don't want it, and Lo Ichbasle is you don't care one way or another. So bottom line, as we'll see, generally speaking, lahalacha, or to the extent that we entertain any application of Shitas Aruch, that we don't distinguish between Sekresha de l'ichbasle and Sekresha de lo nichale, but that emerges in a related context as follows. The Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Asher had asked for a Zoom link, but I don't see him. I think I sent it to him. Okay. So the Gemara on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph talks about the following. About two-thirds of the way down, the two dots, Hatzad Tzvi. Tan Rabbanan, Hatzad Chilazon V'Hapotso Enu Chai V'Lachas. If you trap a Chilazon and you squeeze it, you're only chayiv for one malacha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chayiv shtayim. Shayiv Rabbi Yehuda Omer psia b'chlal disha. So are you chayiv both for tzad and for dash? Are you only chayiv for tzad? Rabbi Yehuda says, there's another malacha going on here of dash. Psia b'chlal disha, you're extracting the liquid from the chilazon, the dam, or whatever the English term would be for the secretions from the chilazon. So you're extracting that. That's b'chlal disha. Amalo, aim si b'chlal disha. So that's the machlokas tanayim here. Is there a violation of dash going on here as well? A kind of mefarik flavor of dash, or only a violation of seda? Amarava, my time at the rabbanon, kasarbi ain't disha l'du le'karka. This is where the Gemara introduces this notion that we'll have to get back to of Ein Disha Ela B'Gilei Karka. L'chai Nami Mishim Netilas Neshama. So maybe there's another malacha play. What about Netilas Neshama Shochet? You're killing the Chilazon. Amar Yochanan Shepatsu Meis. Okimta, we're talking about a case where it's already dead and you can't beat a dead horse or kill a dead Chilazon. Rav Amar Afilu Tema Shepatsu Chai. Even if you're squeezing it when it's alive, Miss Asik who ate on Tils Neshama. There's no Chiyav because it's only Miss Asik, which there's no Chiyav on. Aye, Ivamra Abai Virava Dharmi Tervayu, Abai Virava Dharmi Tervayu, Mother Shim Sekreshe, Velo Yamus. But don't we have a case here of a Sekreshe Velo Yamus? So very good. It's Miss Asik, but bottom line, you're killing this innocent chilazon. Shani hacha de kama de isbe neshama tvei nichale. As alive as it could be, you're better off. Kihechi de leitzal tzivei. That the appearance of the color is going to be clearer if the chilazon remains alive during the crushing, squeezing process. So says Rashi, tvei nichale. Shadam achai tov midam emes. You're better off with blood of a live chilazon than blood of a dead chilazon. V'kevan dekol atmo miskaven v'torach l'shomro shelo yamos biyado. And therefore, since your intention is, and you're trying to keep it alive when you're squeezing it, afilu meis enkan el misasik. So even if it's going to die, but that's no worse than a misasik because you were trying to keep it alive. V'chimo derib shimin b'midi delo ichpasle imis rami. When do we say the mo derib shimin b'sikresh v'lo yamos? That's where you don't care about the result of the psikreshe. You don't have kavana for the result, but you don't care about the result. But hakam ayaskinon, where you dafka don't want the result of the psikreshe. If you don't want the result of the psikreshe, what we'll call an active lonichale, so then, that's not the Modir Reb Shimon Bibsik Reshe. Modir Shimon Bibsik Reshe, where you may not have kavana for the result, but you don't care about it one way or another. If you dafka don't want it, so then Reb Shimon would say Mutter, potentially. So says Rashi here, distinguishing in this context of Modir Shimon Pipsik Reshe between what we'll call Lo Ichbasle and Lo Nichale. Look at Tosvos. Pe Nichale Kihechid Leitzel Tzive. Perish. Afagavda Pipsik Reshe, the Modir Shimon. The Tosa says, what does it mean? The fact that you want it to be alive, that makes killing it into a melacha she'ena sricha l'gufa. That feel a bit makalka, pater of shim, melacha she'ena sricha l'gufa. So it removes it from the category of psikreshe. It's really a melacha she'ena sricha legufa. Then he quotes Rashi. Oh, sorry, he says, chibodu shib bipsik reshe, hani mili b'midi denichale imis rami. Reb Shimon is only mode of discretion where it's nichale. Not only by discretion de lo nichale, but even by discretion de lo ichpasle, Reb Shimon is going to be. Reb Shimon is not mode. Reb Shimon is only mode of discretion de lo nichale, but if it's lo nichale or lo ichpasle, that is not the discretion that Reb Shimon is. Asers. So says Tosfos. Barashi Piresh, Taha de Moder Shem Sikreshe, Haina Lo Ichbasle, Yimis Rami. Rashi distinguishes between Sikreshe Lo Ichbasle and Sikreshe de Lo Nichale. That Hachamai Skin is only where Yudafka don't want the Chilasin to die, but if you couldn't care less, then that would be a Sikreshe, Belessa, and what's the Rai the Lessa? Back where we start on Dafkov Gimel. The Zari Zrad and Bar the Chavre, Patr of Shem and Parakabona. The Hasam Lo Ichbasle, Imisrami. What was our case of Mizarid and Dafkov Gimel? So you're in someone else's field. You're in someone else's field. So that's not a case where you dafka don't want the result. That's a case where you don't care one way or another. So you see that even not only by integration de lo nichole, but even by integration de lo ichpasle. Reb Shimon does not call that obsecration. Yep. Yeah.
Just clarifying, Tosfos is Soter themselves. Rebbe was just saying that all the Rishonim, mainly Tosfos, are against the Aruch. And this is like the Aruch, but maybe even more makeup.
No, Tosfos disagree with the Aruch. Tosfos is saying the whole sugya here, where the Gemara concludes and says, that's because we're dealing on the level of lachashin and zikul gufa, not on the level of segregation. Because when it comes to segregation, whether it's a segregation lo nichale, whether it's a segregation lo ichpasle, that's not the nidon here. The nidon of Moshe Rabbeinu Shimon is by a segregation denichale. When it comes to a psikreshe delo nichale, one second. Okay, so essentially you're pointing to the following. In Tosa's analysis, in a case of a psegreshe de lo ichpasle or psegreshe de lo nichale, or in the case of the potzei achilazo, the reason that you're not going to be chayiv for netilas neshama, even though it's inevitable that you will be notal neshama, is because the Netilas Neshamas and Melacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa. Not because it's a segresha delo nichol udich vaslay. But you're asking, at the end of the day, isn't that all the same? Meaning, in what cases is it going to come out, which it can't, but isn't it going to come out that in every case in which Tosfos would say that a you should be chayiv, or should be, at least be usur, if you're doing a psikreshe delo nichale, because you don't distinguish between nichale and lo nichale, but isn't it still going to be mutter slash pater because it's a blacha shin, it's a blagufa?
Tosfos quotes here,
Tosfos understood the Gemara in Kuf Gimel that that's a melacha sheinu tzricha L'Gufa as opposed to a segresha l'nichale. Meaning, there's a carvet of Ara d'chavre, right? That's the Gemara. So the Aruch understood the carvet of the Ara d'chavre is that's a segresha l'nichale. And Tosfos understood in essence that it's because melacha sheinu tzricha L'Gufa. So in that particular case, you end up in the same place regardless of the reason, but there are two different reasons. So there will be cases you have to figure out, right? Not every case, I guess that's the point. Not every case of a segreshe de lo nichale is going to be a melacha sheinu tzricha L'Gufa. So if you come back to Mr. Chayin and Zaisa, then even though it's lo nichale to have the beer squeezed out of the cloth that you're plugging into the barrel, but we're not going to call that a melacha she'eina tzricha l'gufa.
Really?
Yeah.
You say taka is, it's just, we said before that Tosos is molded to the Aruch, that it's mutter midaraisa. They just add on Mr. Derabana.
Right.
So clearly this is why. They're really molded to the Aruch on a level of deraisa. Anything that's on Nichole is taka melacha she'eina tzricha l'gufa. They're just molded to Mr. Derabana. And here the nidun on ayin hey is
right.
Are you chai b'chalpas? Others saying that you're not.
You're saying the whole nidon here is about the chiyuv. That's what Tosa says. That even though it's a psik reshe, but the reason going to be part just melacha shir psik lagufa. Although within psik reshe, so then modur shimon only by psik reshe delanichale by psik reshe denichale, but not by. That's only going to be in the Siddur Banan, and Chanam will be Yasser Midir Banan. There may be right, but there'll still be cases. I mean, not every case of segresha de lo nichale is going to be a melacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa necessarily. Right? It may still be the case that there could be segresha de lo nichales that are not melacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa, depending on your definition. I mean, according to Tosos, that melacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa is simply a function of Mishkan, which we'll see, or we saw a little bit already, Sani Eitz Sani Vav. So then you'd have to cheshbe in each case on a case-by-case basis. Is that, so maybe it'll work out anyway that they're all melacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa. According to Rashi, it's l'sal kameila. Maybe it isn't l'sal kameila. Okay, but in a chanami, you're saying, yeah, the whole nidon here is what's going to create a chiyuv chatos. Okay. So again, Tosfos understand that the bottom line of the Gemara in Ayin Hey of Kamen Isle Neshama Tvei Nichol Akeichet Leitzel Tvei is that there is no, that is a case of Malachi Shein Zichol Gufa. And there's no distinction between a psikreshe del nichole and a psikreshe delo ichvasle. And that's how that Tos understood that from Kuf Gimel of the Kabe Bar the Chabre, where that's not lo nichole, it's just lo ichvasle.
First question is, what tour is the Shema? And the second question is,
is there a difference between Amalek and Tzla? So the Gemara is dealing with why is there a Ptura of Netilas Neshama. Toch HaDvarim in Tosa's analysis, he says the Rashi distinguishes here between Loich Baslay and Lenichale. And Tosa says that distinction doesn't get off the ground.
I mean, but the Ptura of Netilas Neshama, Rashi says that it's Asim and Tosa's Melchin is really Lufa, or is that the same thing?
Rashi is not framing it in Tosa's Melchin Shein and Dichle Gufa. Rashi is just saying that Rav Shimon is only modeb of segresha that you're going to be chayiv if it's a segresha delo ichbasle. But if it's what we call lo nichale, so then lo modeb, so then you're a putter. That's not a segresha.
Because you're saying that both lo nichale and
they're all the same. They're both Mutter Ben HaTorah, right? And there's no, we don't say, Mother Shimon is only by Psikreshe Denichale. Mother Shimon is only by Psikreshe Denichale.
Okay, so both Mutter Ben HaTorah, both Lo Nichale and Lo Nichale are Mutter Ben HaTorah and Spirva?
Both, for Tosis, yeah.
But not because they agree with the Aram.
Correct.
They're saying
because they hold some Kiddush by Malachim. Right. No, meaning Tosos agrees with the Aruch B'midim Siyamis. But Tosos agrees that there's a difference between a Psikresh and Nichol and Psikresh and Lo Nichol and the Torah.
But Lav Mitame. Meaning because the Aruch says because somehow because of Psikresh and Lo Nichol, that's itself. Mm-hmm. But it might be Lagufa Shamalafa.
Right.
Right. Tosa says it needs to be. Right.
Okay. Now, Rashi and Daf Kuf Gimel, Dirmasu La'ar de Chavre. There, Rashi writes, what's unique about the Gavabar de Chavre? Lo ichbasle liyafos. That's a case of lo ichbasle, and therefore, Reb Shimon is a mode in that kind of segreshe. Mode of Shimon segreshe liyamos, but not if it's lo ichbasle. So that Rikiv Eger points out over here is Messiah in the Tosis. We started on Ayin Hey. That seems to be like Tosis against Rashi on Ayin Hey. Rashi, they're distinguishing between lo ichbasle and lo nichale. And here, the fact that Rashi is referring to Gemara lo ichbasle, which is Tosis's old raya, that you don't distinguish between lo ichbasle and lo nichale, that seems to be against Rashi on I and Hey. Rashi and I and Hey and Kuf Gimel. Kuf Gimel, the Masul Ara the Chavre, that's the Gemara that we started with. Right? So that's where Kivegra Sa'ara, the Rashi on Kuf Gimel seems to be against Rashi on Ayin Hey. Now there's a Ramban here on Ayin Hey that seems to understand Rashi a little differently. The Ramban writes, the Hadam Rinan Shani Hacha the Kamad is Bein Hashamat Tveini Chaleki Echid Elitzlat Savei. Here's Rashi, Shehu Toreach L'Shomro Shelo Yamas, that you're trying to prevent the Chilazon from dying. Perish of Perusho, Behu Potzo the Derech She'efsher Shelo Yamas, that you're squeezing it in a way that it's not obsecration, that it may not inevitably die. V'imeis l'naseis ma'ashavto. V'hain edukrin le misasek. So that's taka real misasek, because you don't intend to kill it. You're trying to not kill it, and it's not obsecration that you will kill it. I'm not sure how to read that fully into our Rashi in the last line. Rashi says, "Tveinichle shadam achai tov midam ameis v'kevin l'kol atzam miskavin v'tarach l'shomer shelo yamos biyado afilu meis ein kan el misasek." So if Rashi would have just stopped there, so that's what the Ramban saying. It's not a secret at all. The Gemara's kasha is b'odur shemish secret shelo yamos shani hach. It's not a secret. And then our sugya tells you nothing about klalei psikreshe. It's not a psikreshe, period. But Rashi goes on. So I don't know if the Ramban didn't have the end of Rashi lefanenu. B'chimod Reb Shimon b'mid de loich basle yimitzrami miuchavdi lo mechavdi. So if that's the case, that Rashi is not a psikreshe, why is he going on to say b'chimod Reb Shimon b'mid de loich basle? I don't know if the Ramban didn't have that line in Rashi. If he didn't have the line in Rashi, so then Rikki Vager's Kasha isn't it a Kasha, though Tosus seems to have Rashi the way we have Rashi also. There's a Chassam Sofer that tries to distinguish between the sugya to be Miyashiv Rashi, that maybe Rashi's comment or distinction between Lo'ich Basle and Lo'nichale is limited to the context of Ayin Hey of Potseya, which is Ke'en Chavala. Chassam Sofer writes, let's try to figure this out together. I'm not. Wasn't 100% sure what he's saying. He writes over here, "Dear Maskel Tfei Nichale." Vine Kushas Tosas Harashi Ishlomar Detrei Yesh Tareitz Detrei Gavni Ein Sricha Lagufa Ika. Irak lo ichbasle pater, mishum de lo habiblachas machsheves. So if it's just a psikresha de lo ichbasle, you don't care one way or another, so that's a lacking of melachas machsheves. Ubechovel chayiv ki agavna. But even if in general, by ichbas lo ichbasle, you're going to be parted because that's not melachas machshaves. The chavala, you still may be chayev. Mishem hachi pirish Rashi hachal lo nichale klal. The b'chihai afil b'chavalu mavir pater. The chayagavni lo habi b'mishkan. Below me, Tom Alechus Machshavas. So, kol mekaklin pturin chutz mi chovel amavir. In general, any act of kilkol is patur and Shabbos because that's a lack of lachas mak Shabbos, with the exception of chaval and havar. Even though chavala by nature and havar by nature is destructive, but the nature of melacha Shabbos is such that these are categories of melachos that were done in a destructive nature from the beginning, from Mishkan. So they're definitely melacha, even though in principle, I should have said, they're pata because they're a form of mekalkin. That's what's unique about Chovel HaMavir. So Chazon Sofer sounds like he's saying that because of that unique nature of Chovel HaMavir, then even if something is lo ichpasle, you're still going to be chayav when it comes to Chovel HaMavir, because there's a different threshold of the different threshold of the definition of the malacha, which isn't a function of malachas machshavas. When it comes to all other malachos, they're very much informed by malachas machshavas. If I have a psikreshe, not only a psikreshe del nichale, but even a psikreshe del ichbasle, so there's a chisaron of malachas machshavas, and I'm going to be pater. However, when it comes to chovel mavir, which are the Etzem rule breakers, they don't conform to the normal standards of Melachas Machshavas. So then I'm going to have a different cutoff, and then I may distinguish between Sekresha Delo Ichbasle and Sekresha Delo Nichale. That Sekresha Delo Ichbasle, even though in a vacuum I would have said that's a lack of Melachas Machshavas, not true when it comes to Chovel Umavir. So I think that's what the Chazon Sofer is saying. It's a little bit sussum. I think that's what he's saying, that Daf and Daf Ayin Hey, where we're talking in the context of Chavala, so then Rashi points to a distinction between Lo Nichale and Lo Ichbasle, but that's not relevant to other malachos, not relevant to Arva Dechavre and Daf Kuf Gimel. You can take a look, but I think that's what the Chasam Sofer is saying, is a yishuv to his father-in-law's kasha. Okay. But bottom line, to the extent that we categorize or refer to a category of segregation, lo nichole, we generally don't distinguish between lo nichole and lo ichbasle. The Beir Halacha makes this point in Shin Kaf Seif Yud Ches, Dibur Maskil Delo. So he assumes equation between lo nichale and lo ichbasle. The Beir Halacha in Shin Tes Zayin, Dibur Maskil Yesh Makilin, quotes the Prima Gadim that does distinguish between lo nichale and lo ichbasle. But again, bottom line is that when we talk about segregation of lo nichale, we generally view lo nichale and lo ichbasle as one and the same. Okay.
What is the sort of technical thing to be out
That's the Beir Halacha in Arsif, Shin Yud Ches, Seif Kaf. Sorry, Shin Kaf, Seif Yud Ches. Okay. So again, we came to where we are because the Mechaber, the Torah, the end of Shin Kaf, present Sechitas Begadim as the next topic after Sechitas Peiros and Risak Sheleg. We noted that Sechitas Begadim can relate both to Mefarik and to Malabain. And to some extent, Malabain came into Asli Dan, name of Bamilsa, because some of the other details in Malabain overlap with what we've discussed so far. So rather than wait, I'll say to Malachos till later, I thought we'd spend a couple of shiurim talking about Malabain now, so we don't have to spend time refreshing our memories when we would have gotten to it later. And then we'll come back and talk about some more contemporary issues that touch both on the sochet elements and the malabin elements, such as the baby wipes and the contact lens solution on Shabbos. Okay, so in our initial list of malachos in the Mishnah, Ayin Gimel, after the Sidur de Pas, we have Hagoze Zetzemer v'hamalabno, shearing wool and being malabin. What does malabin mean? Says Rashi, Mechapso v'nahar. You're washing it in a river. So first you shear the wool, and then you take the shorn wool and wash it in a river. Rabbi Ribiat points out that this is called scouring. You can Google it. That's the process of using water to clean wool. And that was part of the process of preparing the wool for eventual ariga in the Mishka. So if that's the case, that Malabain is washing the wool in water, then it would stand to reason that any form of washing in water, or many other forms of washing in water, may be bechlal the av malacha of Malabin. And that's what Rashi writes in Zvachim, Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. Well, I assume you've already seen the sugya in Zvachim, at least began to. We'll be coming back to this, the sugya in Dam Chatas, where we have another application of kibbutz, Pesukim in Parshas Vav, that if you have blood of ichatas that spritzes on to a beggar, that requires kibbutz b'makom kadosh, that requires washing it out in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's another area of halacha where we have kibbutz, and we'll see overlap and cross-pollination between that sugya and Malacha Shabbos. So I have to keep in mind as we go through malachos, there are some halachos where you have to figure out whether the Shabbos definition is the same as the Kabbalah Torah Gula definition. We'll talk about this in Kosev, for example, where there are other areas in halacha where ksiv is relevant. So how much of the details of ksiv b'Shabbos are relevant to Kabbalah Torah Gula? How much of a Malachas Mel Shabbos perspective qualifies the application to Shabbos in a way that doesn't apply to Kabbalah Torah Gula? So we'll be encountering this now in the context of kibbutz. We have a Shabbos kibbutz, we have a Dam Chatos kibbutz. What is the overlap? What does one, how does one inform on the other? But Rashi in Zvachim, Sadi Dalim and Aleph, Yibra Maskal Haisa Alav, writes that Mechabes is the Av of Malabe. Not a Talada, but the Av. That's opposed to the Rambam, where the Rambam presents kibbutz v'mayim as a tolada of Malabin, beginning with Perek Tes Halacha Yud, Hamalabin es hatzemer oves hapishtan oves hashani, v'chein kol kayote behen mimash adarko lehislabin chayiv. Then he tells you what the shiur is, Halacha Yud Aleph, Hamachabis begadim, hurry you told us Malabin v'chayiv. If you're Machabis a beggar, that's a tolada of Malabin, not the Av itself.
And Rashi had said it was the Av itself?
Rashi and Zvachim says it's the Av itself. The Rabbi Ribia points out that if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam doesn't, when he presents the Av of Malabin, makes no mention of water per se. And Rashi told you that Malabain is Mechapso Benahar. Rivers generally have water. In the Rambam, there's no mention of a Nahar, there's no mention of water per se. So Rabbi Ribiat points out there could be, according to the Rambam, and we'll talk about this halacha probably next time, water may not be definitional, and maybe the Av of Malabain is not scouring, which requires water, but bleaching, which could be accomplished by chemically treating the wool. If you treat the wool and whiten it, which is literally Malabein Milashem Lavan, maybe that's the Malacha Daraisa, the Av of Malabin for the Rambam, not Mechapsa Benahar, but bleaching.
Sorry, the list in the Mishnah has Malavin as the Av. So what do we mean when we say
Mechabis? Did I misspeak? Are we talking about whether Mechabis is the Av of the Talada?
Right, to Rashi and
yeah.
Mizvachim says Kibos is the Av. What does that mean for the Mishnah in Shabbos?
No, it means that Kibos is Bechlal the Av. Now, when you wash clothing, that's Bechlal the Av and Malavin.
So if I have three garments, I dye one blue, I dye one red, and I dye one white.
Mm-hmm.
White dye.
Mm-hmm.
So the one I dye white might be a Isser Malavi.
Ah, so that's the question.
That.
So the Minchas Chinuch writes that the Daraisa of Malavin applies even to a Beged Savua. After all, the Rambam says Hamalavin es Hatzemer. O es hapishtan, o es hashani. Shani is red. However, but see, where are you coming from? You're saying if we're going to say that the av is bleaching, so the assumption in your question is that you can only bleach something that's white.
No, I relate to laundry like as cleaning, right?
Right.
And then they're imparting color, which I thought was more like sobeya as opposed to
right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Laundering would be bringing it back to sort of its original shiny, sparkly state,
mm-hmm.
you know, without any adulterations. Whereas imparting a new color or
right.
a different color would be dyeing sobeya. And so I was wondering, would dyeing something with white dye or the like? So that would, according to this definition. Would that then be Isser of Malavin as opposed to an Isser of Tzoveya?
If Malavin is bleaching, so if you whiten something, is that Malavin and not Tzoveya? Okay, let's think about that. Okay, hold on to that thought for a minute because we're not done with this local analysis. We might have to come back to that when we get to Tzoveya. Yeah.
The point of Rabbi Rabban that it's only that it might not even be only mine. Didn't we say a similar point last year by the Avnei Nezer and the Kesef Mishnah Diyuk in the Rambam by Sfitas Begadim? That the Rambam doesn't, the Rambam seems to use the term ayam, and the Kesef Mishnah has to be medayek from the bed cases,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, it says you could have learned from, pretty obviously says yain. So is that, it's pretty clear that the Rambam holds that melabe and kibos, skita for the Rambam is melabe, could be done with things other than water?
That was a discussion of water versus sharmashka, but I'm talking about is water versus no liquid at all.
So like, just any chemical or something like that?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, we said the parenthetically we noted the Minchas Chinuch thinks that the Av of Malabein is applies equally whether it's a Beged Lavan or Beged Savua. There is a Marashal that the Bach quotes. The Bacher quotes it. We're now in Siman Shin Beis. Sorry, we're not clarifying earlier. Or where they are now. So the Siman of Malabein and Kibbutz Begadim is Siman Shin Beis. So the Bach there quotes from a Marshal that Mechabes, which for the Rambam is a Talada, Mechabes is only by Begadim Levanim, not by Begadim Sivonim. That the Raisa of Mechabes is only, which may be a talada, but the deraisa mechabis is only by begadim levanim and not by begadim sevonim. If you wash a colored garment, that's not a malacha deraisa. So quotes the Bach from the Marashal, and he has a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Amalabno Ahein de Megafer. That Milabain is Megafer. What does Megafer mean? Says the Karban Eda. Hai de Ma'ashain Gafris al Begadim. That you smoke sulfur on clothing. The Tavlin Abad Mimedinas Alika. And whatever Tavlin he's referring to, Chai Mishim Malabin, that if you smoke sulfur onto clothing as part of a cleansing process, that's a violation of Malabin. So that's what Rabbi Ribi comes back and says, maybe that's what the Rambam understood. The Raman Alacha Yud tells you Malabe Neset Samros HaPishtan. So maybe that, the Ava Malabin, is where you use some kind of sulfur-like chemical. And then if you use water, that's Alacha Yud Aleph. That's Kibbutz. And maybe if that's the case, maybe the Rambam, even though you have to contend with the Oas HaShani, which is the Menachas Chinuch's Diuk, but maybe for the Rambam, like Yerushalmi, the Reis is Taka only by the Gadim Levonim. Malabin is the Samus of Pishtan. Then Mechabes with water, that's also only on Begadim Levanim. And it just notes that may help explain why the Rambam doesn't have the din of Menair Taliso, that if you shake off the dirt from a talis, Menar Talitha Shari, shake off the dirt of a black talis. So the Rambam has that later in this parak in Halacha Yurches, in the context of Makkah Patish, opposed to Rov Rishonim that understand that this is a kind of a kibbutz halacha. The Pashas is not the way, and the Marshal is generally not accepted. We assume that the Malacha, the Raisa, applies to colored Begadim as well. But there is such a Marshal that the Bach does quote. And again, the simple reading of the Rambam Oas HaShani is probably like the Menachas Chinuch, that the Isser applies to Karlid Begadim as well. Now, why should it be that Mechabes for the Ram is only a Tolada? If you say, like Rabbi Ribbia's approach, then yeah, the Av and Mishkan was just bleaching, which is a different process, whitening or chemically treating the wool, and washing clothing is a different action. It's not related to what was done in Mishkan. If you don't say that, Rabbi Carr points out, he thinks that the Mahalach HaMukhav and the Rambam is that the deraisa, the av, sorry, of Malabain. So that's what's done in preparation for Ariga. And the order malachos is what's done to prepare the wool for being woven. So in that process, cleaning the wool in order to prepare it for weaving is the av malacha. Washing clothing, which is already woven, so that doesn't fit in that order of malachos in the Mishkan. So that's only going to be a tolada. And he points out as a raya to this, the shear, the Rambam tells us in Halacha Yud, the shear for the malacha of Malabein is kedei l'tavos mimenu chud echad or ko kamalo rocha v'asit kafol. That's the shear for those malachos that are part of the Seder Ariga of Menapetz and Tovah. So maybe that indicates that this is really a Ariga-oriented Av, and therefore Kibbutz Begadim is enough of a different pu'ula that there's only going to be a Tolada. Let's look at the sugya in Zvachim Sadi Dalid, which will inform some of the details of Malabein of Kibbutz. Now the Gemara tells us on Sadi Dalid Amid Beis, they have 7-8 lines on the top, that beged triyasa zeu kibusa, that soaking a beged in water is kibus. And the Gemara says that supports the Maimer of Rava, that Zarak Sudar Lamayim Chayiv, that if you throw a Sudar into water, you're Chayiv. And the Gemara says that Avid Kibbutz, that if you throw a Sudar into water, that's a violation of Kibbutz, because Shriyaso Zehu Kibbutz. That principle of Shriyasa Zeu Kibbutzo informs the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Beis and Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us Kuf Mem Beis Amid Beis, Haiso Lav Leshes, if you have a car, you have a pillow, and the pillow has a Lash Leshes on it, what's that? Says Rashi. Shum davar miyus kagon roko soa. So you have a pillow and you have a stain of either roke or tsoa on that pillow. Mikancha bismartut. You can wipe it with a cloth. Says Rashi, velo yiten ala mayim, but you can't put water on it. The stam kar shel begadhu. Stam kar is made out of some material. When it comes to beged, shriyaso, zehu, kibusa. Okay, so if you have a lashleshes on a car, which is a beged, the Rashi says lashleshes is shumda remius like roker soa. Tosos, svachim, sadidalit, amenalit, divamaska lashleshes. Tosos, sadidalit, amenalit, svachim, divamaska lashleshes. Quotes in the Aruch that it's soas tarnagolim. Okay. So you're not allowed to apply water because that's a violation of kibbutz. That's triyasa zeu kibbutz. So applying water or soaking in water is a violation of kibbutz. Then the Mishnah continues, haisa shel or, if this car is made out of leather, nosin alei mayim ad shetichla, then you're allowed to apply water to your heart's content. Says Rashi, nosin alei mayim ad shetichla miyu. Kibbutz mamish, lo, you can't do real kibbutz. To hold the star and karmic sauces, rakim ninu. Shayach lemeimer b'hu kibbutz b'aretz rakiv. So you can't do real kibbutz, which we'll see shortly means rubbing together, because the or is mistama rach, and kibbutz applies to or rach. Umiyu shriyasan lo zeo kibbutzan. But we don't say shriyasan zeo kibbutzan when it comes to or. But what's Rashi referencing back in the Gemara in Tvachim? So the Gemara there back to Tzadi Dalid on the days. Tells you another member of Vava, three lines from the top, called kibbutz the lesley kiskus lo shmei kibbutz. So any kibbutz that doesn't have kiskus, Rashi, mishav shev sido al ze al sido ze, kiderach hamechabes begadim, ochit abeg v'shayad mishav shev. So any kibbutz that doesn't involve rubbing the material against itself is not kibbutz. But what emerges then for the Hamshach HaGemara is that shifshuf or kiskus, rubbing together, that applies even by or. At least it applies to or rach, to soft leather. And that's machlokas, acherim, and the rabbanon, whether it applies to hard leather as well. So shriyasa zokibuso, that applies to standard begum material, it doesn't apply to leather. Shifshuf or kiskus, so that applies to or rach, and they apply to or kasha as well. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shiltos that it's machmir even by kashin, and that's the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation lahalacha dibur maskal aval to be machmir by hard leather as well. And the Rambam's machmir when it comes to his Durabbanan applications in Kaf Beis Halacha Yuches, that rubbing together is usher even by or kasha. Okay. The Torah quotes the Maram, and the Torah in Shin Beis Siftas quotes the Maram that even Shriyaso Zeo Kibuso only applies to Pishtan and not to Semer. Shuas Maram, the first Prag, Simon Tuf, Kuf, Yud, Aleph. So the Torah asks on that, the Gemara indicates that Shriyasa Zokibutza doesn't apply to leather. But Mehechatesi, that it doesn't apply to Semer. And even more, Rabbi Karp points out, isn't that the Mishnah? Gozes Semer Ubalabno. They have to say, according to Maram, that Gozes Semer Ubalabno, that's talking about the actual kiskus, rubbing it together. But Shriyasa Zokibutza may not apply to Semer. So either way, the Maram seems to be a Shitas Yachin Rishonim, it's not accepted Lalacha, even though the Torah brings it, the Torah asks on it, and that's not accepted. But as far as Shriyasa Zokibutza, so we do distinguish between or and standard bag of materials, presumably because or is not as absorbent. So if you have something that's somewhat absorbent, so then you're going to put in the water, that affects kibbutz. If you have material that's less absorbent or non-absorbent, then shriyaso is not going to affect kibbutz, and that's presumably why or maybe in a different category. That's what the Mishagrua says. Not only or, but Kli Eitz as well. Kli Eitz is better. Mishabura in Shin Bay's Sifkatan Mem Aleph. Shin Bay's Mem Aleph. So the Machaber here, right? So when it comes to leather, you can't do shift shift, you can't rub it against itself. But you could apply water, because we don't say Shriyasa Zoki Buso. That's the Mishabura Mem Aleph. The Kli Eitz, the Kli Alma, Ein Bo Shub Chashash Kibus. And when it comes to wood, there's no Chashash Kibus at all. Even Shikshuch would be butter. So the later poskim discuss, or the more contemporary poskim, how is this relevant to some of the more recent vintage materials that we fashion kalim from? So Ramosha, for example, Yoredeya Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Vav, Yoredeya Chelik Bey Simon Ayin Vav, Ubidvar HaMapos Shel Plastic. Let's say you have a plastic tablecloth. Mistabir she'eno domo la'oros, shudavir she'eno mayim nechnasin klal l'socho, elarak al gabav, k'mo eitzim u'matos. So when it comes to ore, certain elements of kibbutz apply to ore, certain elements don't. Presumably because ore is not so absorbent, but it's somewhat absorbent. However, eitz is not at all absorbent. So maybe you'll argue that plastic is like AIDS, it's not absorbent at all, and there's no Isser Kibbutz at all. But then he says, Ein l'damas d'svaros min ha'cheirim la'oros. You can't easily compare different or assume that other materials are like materials that we know. Hagatzmacha, the oros afilu kashin ikamad arm bezvachem shika iser kibas. Harbi Rishon and Poskim came the dinos. We saw the Verlacha thinks that you should be choshesh even for oros kashin. So it's hard to be medame milsa la milsa. Aval mikol makom came and shelo shayach limsa dinzem of furash to whom then chadash shadoros shel fenenu lo roosam. So to apply water gently to a plastic tablecloth, because that should be mutter, because even by ore, we don't say shiyasadeo kibuso. But to say that there's no kibus at all, even the shift type of rubbing together, Aramosha says, so we don't have enough of a raya to say, and therefore you should be machmir not to rub plastic bechozek, but to apply water gently would be mutter. Shmir Shabbos quotes something similar from Shlomo Zalman, Perek Tesvav Ara Kafe, that when it comes to rubber, nylon, maybe it's better than ore because it's not bolay at all. Maybe that's analogous to Kli Eitz that we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah. But like Ramosha writes, he thinks that you can't be Mekel Bisvara Bilvad when it comes to a Chashash Daraisa. So he thinks that you shouldn't soak them in water. And that Rabbi Yashiv agreed to that as well, that you shouldn't soak these new materials in water. the Rabbi Karkos or Rabbi Yashiv, that if you have a plastic a baby bottle nipple, so then to gently rub the top of it in water to remove dirt, he thinks that could be mutter. Ravazner Shevet Levi Chelak Hei Simen Lamed Zayin, Chelak Hei Simen Lamed Zayin, also talking about plastic tablecloth or nylon tablecloth, Liza with the Tzarech Ion, what the status should be. It seems like most possible Muslim like Ramosh or Shlomo Zalman, that when it comes to plastic tablecloths or the like, to apply water lightly would be mutter. To be mishafshef would be problematic. Yeah.
When this svara of nylon not being bolayna and therefore not having an issue, that's talking about nylon which has been woven, like nylon threads which has been woven into a baguette, or is that referring to some sort of like mesh tzitzis or something like that?
You're talking about tablecloths.
So I guess I just don't want to see it. So the nylon tablecloths are nylon threads which are woven into a material. If that's the case, what does it mean that nylon isn't bolea? I mean, like hair generally, is hair bolea on its own? Or is it only bolea when you weave it into?
So that's the sugya of schita seyar, which we'll have to get to. Principle, there is schita b'seyar. And we're most to talk about a plastic tablecloth, which presumably is not bolea, right? Plastic is not absorbent. So the nylon, I don't know the exact material he's talking about, presumably something along the lines of the plastic that's not absorbent. Okay, let's stop here for today. Mirza Shem, next time we'll try to finish up other applications of Malabim based on the Gemara in Zvachim. And the main Seifim are Shin Bei, Sif Tes through Sif Yud Aleph.